Michigan has a rich history of wonderful writers. Well, there are certainly the marquee names, but how about those writers who've somehow been put on the shelf and who are there waiting to be rediscovered? Jack Dempsey and his brother Dave are doing their level best to get us all paying attention to these unheralded Michigan writers. They're out with their latest book, Ink Trails 2, Michigan's Famous and Forgotten Authors. Jack Dempsey, so good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
You bring us 16 writers' stories in this second version of Ink Trails. What criteria do you use in deciding who makes the cut?
Well, it's a couple. One is they have to be no longer with us. I tend to joke about being a lawyer from time to time, and of course, we don't want to get sued by anybody for what we're saying, although generally we're pretty complimentary about the folks who are in the book. But more importantly, the writing has to be about Michigan or to be sourced, based, influenced, inspired by Michigan. So someone who lived here maybe for a short period of time or who was born and raised and lived here their entire life.
Let's start by talking we're going to start in lovely Plymouth, actually, and talk about Russell Kirk, who really had ties to two Michigan areas.
Two, if not three, actually, Plymouth and then East Lansing and then up in Mecosta County. I found his story particularly fascinating. I live in Plymouth Township, and Russell Kirk grew up in the city of Plymouth. We're very connected together as a community, but went to school in Plymouth and loved to learn and read literature.
And when was he in school in Plymouth?
In the mid 20th century,
yeah.
Roughly.
Okay.
Then went to school at Michigan State, ended up doing some teaching there, but ended up, as really for the most part of his life, in Mecosta County on his family's sort of ancestral home. And out of the Plymouth, East Lansing, Mecosta experience, all kinds of fascinating contributions to political thought, cultural thought, literature.
And someone who even went back to the ancestral homeland of Scotland to live and study.
Yeah, he went over to Scotland to study and became, I think, really transformed by that experience, came back to the U.S., to Michigan, and brought that sense of tradition, the sense of centuries of experience. You know, we're a young country, but over in Scotland, they've been there for hundreds of years. And ended up, as I say, in Mecosta County, where he wrote both thought about conservatism and then Gothic novels.
Which is a fascinating mix. Fascinating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so a very eclectic writer in a sense, as a strong conservative voice, but there you say, Gothic novels. Then there's Della Thompson Lutz, who has the label Gallant Figure. Why is that?
That was the assessment given to her by one of her friends, associates. And that, I think, is a really good insight, a summary of what she was about. Most people who have read anything about her have read about this, you know, the country cookbook type of writing that she did. So that sounds very positive, like we're watching one of these modern cooking shows, which are full of fun and effervescence. Yeah, absolutely. But her life was full of difficulty, losing a son, a divorce, which was not really disclosed or talked about in that era. And so the way that she coped with the difficulties, the tragedies, the struggles in life, and yet produce literature that is still in print, that is about the experience of growing up in rural Michigan on the farm, in a farmhouse with that good farm-to-table cooking, really still resonates with us. But we also need to know why she was able to do this in the face of tragedy.
I've kind of got the sense as I was reading you, your description of her life, is that it gave her a good place to be, a refuge.
I think that's a very good way of saying it, that going back and thinking about what it was like to grow up in that era and to try to speak to the women of the nation about how important their role is, even if they aren't given the same opportunity. They have major contributions to make. They're the ones that bear, in many cases, in that era, in any area, the real heavy burden of making life work for their family. And so I think she is a gallant figure that we need to understand the whole story of.
And her life straddled the 19th into the 20th centuries. Where did she grow up?
She grew up in rural Jackson County, where people, I think, would say, well, what comes out of Jackson County? Nothing. But obviously, it's a very fertile ground for people to experience life and then to write about it.
I'm talking with Jack Dempsey about his book, Ink Trails 2, Michigan's Famous and Forgotten Authors. And then we'll round third base and talk about the Civil War hero from Michigan, who actually has a town in Arizona named after him, but we kind of don't even have even a little statue for Orlando Bolivar Wilcox. Who was he?
He was one of the early citizens of Detroit, going back before Michigan was a state, so a kind of pioneer in Detroit, went to West Point, served gallantly as a soldier for the United States, was a hero, I would submit, among the greatest heroes of the Civil War, and is buried in Arlington National Cemetery, which is an appropriate recognition for his service, for his life, for his devotion to our nation. For some reason, his story, though, has basically been forgotten in Michigan.
What was stunning was there he was, and it was the military action he led that caused Lee to say, we're done. We're surrendering. And again, he is forgotten. But then where does the writing fit in? Was that while he was in the military, or did he finally decide it was time to be a civilian and pick up a pen?
He began writing before the Civil War as a civilian, after his West Point experience and after Mexican War service, and wrote about what it was like to grow up in Detroit when it was a very small town. People knew each other. You had a lot of French influence still. Interesting aspect to that. One of the persons that he wrote about tried to do it in a fiction standpoint, from a fiction standpoint, ended up blocking his advancement as an officer. And so perhaps part of the story in his case is that his writing backfired on his career in the military.
Got him in trouble with the brass. Can we find these people's books and writings fairly easily, Jack?
In general, I would say yes, thanks to the internet. Many books are available online, especially if the copyright has expired. Mm-hmm. In many other cases, though, their books are still in print. They're still published. And so in many cases, you can go to a bookstore or you can order them online and get the actual copy, current copy, reprinted copy of their work. But online, you will find many of these books still available that you can read on your laptop or your device.
This is just a sampling, 3 of the 16 very, very interesting stories that Jack Dempsey and his brother Dave Dempsey bring to us in their book, Ink Trails 2, Michigan's Famous and Forgotten Authors. We know the famous ones. It's sure good to discover the forgotten ones. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you for having me.